Conservatives release memo in opposition to Neera Tandon's nomination to head OMB. By Penny Starr on February 18, 2021. The Conservative Action Project, a coalition of conservative groups and leaders, released a memorandum entitled, Neera Tandon is unfit to lead the Office of Management and Budget. The coalition hopes to disseminate the memo across social media and other platforms to put pressure on senators to oppose President Joe Biden nominating Tandon, who has a far-left policy record, including during her tenure as president of the left-wing Center for American Progress. The memo stated, "Conservatives strongly oppose the confirmation of Neera Tandon to lead the Office of Management and Budget, OMB. It is critical that the OMB director lead the agency with sound judgment, as well as bipartisan civility. Tandon has shown neither." A 2018 report found Tandon mishandled the personal details of a sexual harassment allegation at the Center for American Progress, the organization which she led. She is also accused of pushing or hitting a reporter during her tenure as a senior aide to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. As House Budget Committee Republicans recently noted, it would be the height of irresponsibility to put someone with this documented managerial record in the top leadership role at a major federal agency, responsible for hundreds of civil servants, putting at risk the rights and protections guaranteed to the employers of OMB. Tandon also has significant financial ties to Wall Street financiers, Silicon Valley, defense contractors, the healthcare industry, and foreign governments, all of whom made substantial donations to Center for American Progress under Tandon's leadership. These companies include, but are not limited to, Facebook, and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's foundation, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, Bain Capital, Blackstone, Evercore, Walmart, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, Northrop Grumman, and DeVry Education Group. Such entanglements raise concerns of who would have access and influence to OMB under her watch. Finally, Tandon has also demonstrated deeply partisan behavior, regularly taking to social media to attack Republican office holders rather than work with them to build coalitions toward public policy goals. She has called Senator Susan Collins, Republican Maine, the worst, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, a fraud, stated that vampires have more heart than Ted Cruz, and called Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, Moscow Mitch and Voldemort. She has publicly insinuated that Russia helped the presidential campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders, of Vermont. Tandon has also stated that Republican Party's capacity for evil knows no bounds. Neera Tandon has not demonstrated the judgment, civility, or disposition to lead one of the most important offices of the executive branch. We believe her tenure would be marked by more naked partisanship and influence peddling than fair-mindedness and sober diligence toward the well-being of all Americans. We urge Senate Republicans to strongly oppose her confirmation. The 66 people who signed the letter include the Honorable Edwin Meese III, Attorney General, President Ronald Reagan, 1985-1988, Alfred S. Regnery, Chairman, Conservative Action Project, President, Republic Book Publishers, Tom McCluskey, President, March for a Life Action, the Honorable Morton C. Blackwell, President, the Leadership Institute, the Honorable J. Kenneth Blackwell, Chairman, Constitutional Congress Incorporated, the Honorable David McIntosh, President, Club for Growth, Scott T. Parkinson, VP for Government Affairs, Club for Growth, Kelly J. Shackelford, Esquire, Chairman, CNP Action Incorporated, President and CEO, First Liberty Institute, L. Brent Bozell, III, Founder and President, Media Research Center, Jenny Beth Martin, Chairman, Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund, Christopher Malagisi, Executive Director of Outreach, Hillsdale College, the Honorable Jim DeMint, Chairman, Conservative Partnership Institute, Member, U.S. Senate, SC 2005-2013. Ed Corrigan, Vice Chairman, Conservative Action Project, President and CEO, Conservative Partnership Institute, Rachel Bovard, Senior Director of Policy, Conservative Partnership Institute, CPI, Myron Ebel. Director, Center for Energy and Environment. Competitive Enterprise Institute. William L. Walton. President. Council for National Policy. The Honorable T. Kenneth Cribb Jr. Chief Domestic Advisor. President Ronald Reagan, 1987-1988. Penny E. Nance. President and CEO. Concerned Women for America. Lisa B. Nelson. The Honorable Tony Perkins. President. Family Research Council. Lieutenant General William G. Boykin, retired. Executive Vice President. Family Research Council. Daniel Schneider. Executive Director. American Conservative Union. Floyd Brown. Chairman. Western Center for Journalism. Alan E. Sears. Founder. Alliance Defending Freedom. The Honorable George K. Rassley Jr. Managing Editor. ConservativeHQ.com. Justin Danhoff. General Counsel. National Center for Public Policy Research. N. Schlafly Corey. Chairman. Eagle Forum. David N. Bossi. President. Citizens United. Dr. Richard Lee. President and CEO. There's Hope America. The Honorable Gary L. Bauer. President. American Values. Mike Davis. Founder and President. Article 3 Project, AEP. Nancy Schultz. Founder, President. RCW Speakers. Kent Glessner. President and CEO. Paradigm Construction and Engineering Incorporated. Christy Glessner. President. Shofar International Foundation. Craig Shirley. Reagan Biographer. Presidential Historian. Steve Berger. Founding Pastor. Grace Chapel. Donwood Small. Principal. Aramid, LLC. Eaton Hopkins. President. Liberty Surgical. Seton Motley. President. Less Government, Gary Marks. President. The Concord Fund. C. Preston Noel III. President. Tradition, Family, Property Incorporated. Twyla Braze, RN, PHN. President and Co-Founder. Citizens Council for Health Freedom. J. Mount. President. MDS Communications Corporation. Chad Connolly. President. Faith Wins. The Honorable Peter J. Thomas. Chairman. The Conservative Caucus. William W. Pasco, 3. Board Member. Tea Party Patriots Action. Judson Phillips. Founder. Tea Party Nation. Jack Park. Conservative activist and donor. Law Offices of Jack Park. Elaine Donnelly. President. Center for Military Readiness. The Honorable Mike Hill. Former member. Florida State House. Mario Navarro da Costa. Director, Washington Bureau. Tradition, Family, Property. David Haas. President. Morrison Incorporated. Salas Solanusis. President. 60 Plus Association. James L. Martin. Founder slash Chairman. 60 Plus Association. Andresen Blom. President. Hawaiian Values. Amapola Hansberger. Founder and President. Legal Immigrants for America. K.R. Daly. President. Coalition for a Fair Judiciary. Ron Pearson. Executive Director. Conservative Victory Fund. Joan Holt Lindsay. President. Lindsay Communications. Paul Jessing. President. Rio Grande Foundation. Wade Kirby. Director of Development. GSWA. Dr. Richard Rounsevell. Trustee. MRC. Penna Dexter. Co-host. Point of View Radio. Tim Throckmorton. President. LifePoint Ministries. Kurt Levy. President. Committee for Justice. Ashley Baker. Director of Public Policy. Committee for Justice. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.